While all taxes are bad, some taxes are worse than others. It's important to distinguish among various types of items on which the government imposes taxes. First, we have income or value-added taxes, which correspond to taxes on the returns to factors of production such as capital and labor. Second, we have turnover or gross receipt taxes, which correspond to the volume of total revenues a business has irrespective of that business's purchases or pass-through expenses. Finally, we have wealth taxes, which year after year tax the same item irrespective of the volume of business that item generates or its income. In general, gross receipt/turnover taxes are worse than income/value-added taxes and far more damaging percent-for-percent are wealth taxes. Income and value-added taxes are the most common types of tax governments impose in order to raise revenues so that it performs its requisite tasks. Income tax is based on production whereas the value-added tax is based on consumption. These two types of taxation must adhere to six primary factors: fairness, simplicity, transparency, completeness, efficiency and stability. They should be low rate and broad-based. A broad-based low flat rate tax on income and value-added will significantly provide people the least opportunity to avoid and evade paying taxes. This will also result in the reduction in associated costs of monitoring these activities to the tax collector and reduce compliance costs for the taxpayer. From the day the flat rate tax is enacted and beyond, the government would not only get more revenues, but the revenue stream would be stable and predictable from year to year. On the other hand, turnover or gross receipt taxes are far more damaging than the income/value-added taxes. Turnover taxes punish compliant, low-profit or loss-making firms and individuals, deter domestic/foreign investment and violate the six primary factors as previously mentioned. For loss-making companies, the entire minimum tax payment would come directly from their capital. There is no rationale behind this unfair tax. Tariffs, being a gross receipt tax, are taxes on traded products. Tariffs, just like other taxes, reduce output, income and employment, therefore reduce both imports and exports and will not raise much in net revenue for the government with very little change in trade balance. Wealth taxes by far are the most damaging in comparison to income/value-added and turnover/gross receipt taxes. Wealth taxes are immoral and unjust. People don't save and invest to go bankrupt. Hard-earned wealth created by a generation or generations should not be seen as a vice but rather as a virtue. Wealth taxes like inheritance, death, taxes have historically shown to generate very little in government revenues in terms of tax to GDP ratio and have shown a very good reason for capital flight.